Alejandra Jenis took the STAR test for English 3 times.
My sophomore year, then my junior year, then my senior year.
And do you feel like each year you've gotten better?
Yeah, the last time I took it, I just missed 2 points.
The hardest questions for her are always the ones with 2 reading selections where she has to write an essay comparing them.
How are they related to each other? Sometimes I can answer and sometimes I can't.
Alejandra is a good student. She passed her AP English class this year. The thing is, English isn't her first language.
Sometimes I don't understand the material well, and sometimes I run out of time and I have to, like, wing it, but I try to answer every question.
The new STAR English exam is more rigorous than the previous graduation test, and it's holding up a lot of her peers, too. 10% of seniors in Texas, that's 28,000 kids, haven't passed 1 of the 5 required tests. Alejandra may not know until next week whether she finally passed, just a few days before graduation next Sunday. If she passes, she walks. If not, summer school. And a committee from her high school, Grady Spruce in South Dallas, will decide in August if she gets a diploma. Her classmate, Markel Perkins, is in limbo too. So is his cap and gown.
Well, I haven't bought a cap and gown yet because I don't know if I'm going to graduate. When I do find out that I'm going to graduate, I will buy it.
Markel took the English STAR test in March, his 2nd try.
This time, I think I really got it.
24 seniors in his class haven't passed 1 or more STAR test. Last year, when Texas required a different test for graduation, there were only 5 who didn't pass.
It's like upsetting me. I'm already planning what I'm gonna do after high school. And if I don't pass this test, it's gonna hold me back.
Markel wants to join the Air Force to help support his 2 kids. He really needs that diploma to enlist. Since the governor signed the bill last week to give school districts leeway on the tests, many districts have created individual graduation committees for students like Markel and Alejandra. But Dallas schools won't look at alternatives until the summer. Darian Montgomery is the lead counselor at Grady Spruce.
So you would hate for seniors to not graduate, especially when you met all the graduation requirements. And then it's this test that kind of hold you, you know, kind of hold you back.
Has this been sort of hard?
Absolutely, because a lot of seniors thought once the governor signed SB 149 that as long as they pass 3, they can walk across the stage. They thought it was going to be easy, but the district wanted a little bit more accountability from the students.
Students who go to summer school, create special projects, take the STAR tests yet again in July, and still can't quite pass will get a final hearing before a graduation committee. That's how Montgomery will spend at least part of his summer vacation. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.